Hello.
Hello, my name is Cassandra. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, I had and this number charged a charge to my bank account, and I want to find out what this is.
Okay, ma'am. Can I have your zip code so I can look up more, find more information?
You have my what?
Zip code.
The code 63055.
Okay, ma'am.
Tell
Can I have your name?
My name is Joelle, Joell. Can you not tell me what your business is that would be charging my debit card?
Okay, Joelle, can you give me your last name?
It's Patton, Patton.
I'm not finding. Oh, I'm not
Could it be under
finding.
a James Patton?
Okay, hold on.
It was $67.32, I believe it was this morning, tried to charge my debit card.
Yes, I see a James Patton, but I'm at. Could you verify the address?
It's 103 Horseshoe Valley Drive.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I see a James Patton.
Yes.
Just give me a moment. The system is still loading.
I want to make sure it's not one of them stupid ham bills or something like that. I get the
What's
just looking to see if it's on your name.
Okay, ma'am. So how I do see the charge on November 23rd for $67.32, but that was declining. That was for a tactical bag.
A what?
A tactical bag. And that goes, the reason why he was being charged for that, it goes back to the 17th of November, where you paid
Okay.
seven, where your James, that's your husband.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. He paid, it goes back to November 17th, where he paid $7.95, and that was the initial charge, and that's why 48 hours later you was charged the $67.32, because of the $7.95 he paid that to, I guess it was free to get that tactical bag,
A
and that was,
tactical bag?
yes, ma'am.
You paid $7.95 for something,
$7.95.
yeah, back to 48 hours ago, and that was an initial charge to get some kind of a tactical
I
bag.
don't want no tactical
No,
bag.
ma'am. It entered him into a membership when he paid
It
that.
entered you into a membership.
Yes, that was a
No,
membership fee.
I
He
don't
was
want that.
charged 48 hours later, so it should have been in the terms
No
and
way.
conditions. I don't know that he read the terms and conditions, but it would have stated
I
everything
don't even
there.
know what the $7.95 would have been for.
No.
Yes, ma'am, it's
Don't whatever
for
it is.
he
If you
got
don't want it, it's
shipped.
not authorized.
Yes, ma'am, he got
You
shipped for he a tactical bag was shipped. He paid
a
the that was the
tactical
shipping.
bag was shipped to
Yes,
you.
ma'am, he paid the $7. The
And
seven dollars
what?
and 95 cents was the shipping and handling for the tactical bag, and it's showing that it was shipped out.
What kind of
So
membership?
what kind of membership? What is this for?
The membership is for the Factory Direct
Factory
Savings
Direct
Store. Factory Direct
Savings
Savings
Store
Store. Yes, ma'am.
membership fee.
I don't know nothing
We
about
don't
that.
know anything about that. So no, that's not approved. That's not, he does not want that.
Okay, well, he did say that he got the tactical bag. Is that correct?
No, we do not have any tactical bag or anything like that at all.
What I heard
I don't
him,
even know what factory
ma'am,
direct is.
Sound like I heard him in the background say something about he did receive the
no, he didn't. He did not receive the tactile bag.
Nope. Hold on.
If it comes, I can send it back if they send it to me. Well,
mm-hmm. No.
I don't want it. How am I going to use a tactical bag tomorrow?
I don't know. My husband's a disabled veteran. I don't even know what he'd use a tactical bag for.
Hold on, ma'am. Hold on.
Yeah. Hold on here. Talk to her. Under your name.
Are you there, ma'am?
Yes, sir. I see where you. It could have been an ad or something came up and said you won something, but I see on November the 17th. You paid you was charged $7.95 shipping and handling for a technical bag.
I don't know anything about that. I mean, whatever it is, I don't want no membership or
well,
anything.
Well, sir, okay, sir, we have your credit card information and address on file. So you saying you didn't make that charge?
Not that I knew of, I didn't.
Hold on.
I mean, I can go in and put it as a fraudulent charge and change my card if you guys can't take care of it.
Okay, so do you want a meeting to cancel? So do you want a meeting to cancel that out for you?
Yeah, cancel the whole thing. I don't want any out.
Okay, hold on. Yes, sir, hold on a minute.
I don't know how that happened, but I don't
yes,
think
it could
that.
Have been, yes, sir. It could have been an ad. It could have been something came
yeah.
up, maybe.
I understand.
Like a Walmart sweepstakes or something.
Yeah, I understand. You make mistakes on that stuff sometimes. I appreciate you helping me with it.
Okay, let me get you.
You ready for Thanksgiving?
Oh, yes, I had to work, so I'm tired. I hadn't cooked anything.
Oh.
So I got to try it. I don't care too much for turkey, but I just want the stuffing, cornbread stuffing in my ham, and I'm good.
You have family come over?
We normally, everybody goes to my mom's house, all my siblings and the grandkids, so everybody, we go there and we bring a dish. Each family member bring something that
that's
they want to bring.
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah. That's kind of how we do it, too.
Yes. Okay, sir. Just hold on a minute. I'm trying to get you counsel. So just
okay.
Bear with me a minute. Okay. Do you have a pencil or a pen so you can get your cancellation number?
Here, I'm going to give the phone. I'm going to let my wife have the phone and she's going to write it down, okay?
Okay.
Hold on a sec. When you're ready, tell her.
Okay. What's the number?
Okay, it's C is in Charlie.
Okay.
262-637-704.
Okay.
Is that effective as of today?
Sir?
Is that effective as of today?
Do you have a second one?
No, is it effective like now?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much. You have a great Thanksgiving.
Oh, you too. Thank y'all for calling customer support.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.